I am not my brother's keeper. I am not my brother's keeper. How often we feel that we are our brother's keeper, that we must take care of our family, we must take care of our brothers and sisters, we must take care of our parents, we must take care of the world. How often we feel that this is what's important to do. This is the only thing to do. Why do we feel this way? Why do we feel that we are our brother's keeper? Because we have not taken charge of being our own keeper. We're always looking out to change the world out there. Change the world outside of ourselves. Always looking outside of ourselves to bring about a change inside of ourselves. And it doesn't work that way. It never has worked that way. It never will work that way. The only thing that will work for us is when we are first in charge of ourselves, and after we're in charge of ourselves, then we can be in charge of the total world, because we will look at the world and see it already done. Just like we have to look at ourselves and see it already done. If we do not look at ourselves and see it already done, then what happens? What happens is that we have a never-ending task. We have a never-ending problem of trying to change the world and change our brothers and change our people that are in our world and tell them they must improve, they must do something. And that's not the case. That's not the case. For first, when we are our own keeper, when we are in charge of our thoughts, in charge of our actions, in charge of everything that we do, when we are in charge, then we are responsible for ourselves first. And when we're responsible for ourselves first, then we look outwardly, and what do we see? We see that everyone in the world is doing a very, very good job of being in response to themselves and being in charge of themselves, of being their own master. Now, if you want to go around saying you're your brother's keeper, that means all of your life you're going to have to take charge of your brother's actions. All of your life you're going to be responsible for what your brother does. And if your brother does foolish or negative things, you're going to be responsible for that, because that's what you allowed to be in your consciousness. That's what you allowed to be in your thought, in your heart, in your mind, in your being. And if this is what you want to have in your mind, in your thought, and in your being, then you've got a really good problem facing you. You've got a really good circumstances coming into your life. Now, what do you want to do? What would you like to do? Would you like to see all the world be just like you are? Well, if you wouldn't, then what is there about you that you would like to see different? What is there about you that you would like to see unique, changed in some way? What would you like to see changed? Well, what you'd like to see changed is yourself. What you'd like to see changed is who and what you are. What you'd like to see changed is that your eyes are so pure that they look out and they only see purity. Your heart is so pure that you only look out of yourself and see purity in the hearts of all beings, that all men, all women, all children, all humanity chooses to be their highest, their finest, and best. Yes, this is something we speak about often. This is something that we know often, but do we practice it? Do we put it into practice of looking in ourselves and seeing good people, and then looking outward and seeing good people? If we look in ourselves and we see our finest and our best, then we can look out and see the finest and best in our brother, in everyone in our world. Too often we get the feeling that I'm my brother's keeper because we're trying to be the values that our brothers have and the values that our world has. And what kind of value do we have? Do we have the value that we would like to see outpictured in everyone in the world? Do we have the value that makes the world a little better place? And not even a little better place, but a greatly better place. Do we have the values that bring about in this world all of the things that make life worth living? When you sit down at the table, do you praise the divine within you for the wonderful food you have, for the wonderful food you're putting in your body? When you wake up in the morning, do you breathe deeply and praise yourself for that wonderful breath that you have drawn into your being, that wonderful breath that you have brought into your body, making your body vital, dynamic, and alive? When you have done these things, everything is worthwhile in your life. Everything is magnificent. Everything is fantastic. But only when you first do it for yourself. I am my own keeper. That should be the phrase that we have in our thinking. I am my own keeper. I am my own keeper of every beautiful thought that comes into my world. I am the keeper of my own thoughts. I am the keeper of all that is good. I am the keeper of love, unconditional love. Unconditional love toward myself. Yes, unconditional love toward myself. And then, as I have unconditional love toward myself, I have unconditional love toward everyone else. If we were to say, all is in divine order, we would not try to change others or even change ourselves. But we would be concentrating on all is in divine order. If you keep saying 2 times 2 is 4 all your life, you'll never make a mistake with your mathematics. When you vary from 2 times 2 is 4 and 2 times 4 is 8 and so on, then you start getting into touchy areas because you have left the principle. Now, you can apply the principle in 2 times 4 is 8 and 2 times 8 is 16, you can go on and on into a great deal higher in the principle of thinking. But if you have not got the basic principle, all is in divine order, then no matter how hard you try, no matter how hard you apply yourself, no matter how diligently you think about these things, they will fall short. And they will fall short because you have not stood strong and tall, and all is in divine order. When you say all is in divine order, you're saying that there's peace on the world. You're saying that you're your own keeper. You're saying that you're not your brother's keeper. Because when all is in divine order, there's nothing to change in yourself or in others. You are living the highest and the best. You are living the grandest and the most noble. You are living that which you really are, the divine that you really are, the peace that you really are, the magic that you really are, the wonder that you really are, and how great that is. And when you live that way, what happens? When you live that way, you are enjoying life beyond all measure. When you live that way, you're enjoying life in a magical, wonderful, fantastic way that you have never dreamed possible before. But it's you. But it's you. It's who you really are. It's who I really am. All is in divine order. All is in ideal order. All is in ideal order. Sometimes the word divine gets in the way, but it's the same thing. The divine and the ideal are the same thing. And you say, all is in ideal order. All is in ideal order. All is in ideal order in my life, in my world, in my affairs, in who and what I am. All is in divine order. All is in ideal order now. Say that for yourself. Know that for yourself. Live that for yourself like I do in my world. and watch how happy, how utterly happy you will be under all circumstances. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.